Welcome to Reads and Deeds 2. This is our first show of the season. We're starting off with a great first guest, and we are here with Francisco Mela. Francisco, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
This is a great way to start off our fifth season on air on Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. We just started things off with a tune from Francisco's most recent album, which is called Tree of Life. The name of the song was Yadan Mela. Francisco, before we get into the interview, could you tell us a little bit about the song that we just heard?
Well, it's a very... Thank you, Lydia, for having me on the show. Yes, talking about the song, it's a song that I wrote entitled Yadan Mela. So it's easy to know that. It's a song that I dedicate to my older son, Yadan. And I'm very happy, I'm very excited about this song because Yadan was born in October 18th. And Esperanza is on the album, and she was born in October 18th. Mm-hmm. And so that is a special, a very special occasion for me to present this song I dedicate to two peoples that really are very close to me, like Yadan Mela, my son, and Esperanza Spalding.
Speaking of Esperanza, you just finished up two nights with her and Joe Lovano, the Us Five group, at Scholars in Boston. So how did that go for those that couldn't make it out to the gig?
It was amazing. I haven't been playing with Esperanza in a long time. She's been busy with her own project. Of course, everybody knows that her career is a brilliant career. And so, just the fact that she just came back to the original, as the original bass player for the band, is amazing because her sound is still fresh. And even if we don't play every day, she brings like so much light to the bandstand. And so, yes, like you said, we had four amazing shows tonight here at the DoubleTree Hotel Scholars in Boston. And we are in a little tour. Now we're going to Washington, D.C. We have like 10 more gigs, like a little national tour, and I think it's going to be incredible.
Definitely. So how long have you been playing with Joe Lovano's Us Five group?
Well, with Joe Lovano, I think that I've been playing already for like almost 9 years.
9 years.
9 years in different configurations.
Interesting. So how would you summarize working with Lovano?
To me, working with Lovano is the light that I need to I don't know how to say, but he brings me a light that I need to keep growing and going in my not only in my music, but in my life.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So let's listen to a song of yours, another one from this album, this Tree of Life album, and then we're going to talk about it. But we are going to play Yo Me, correct? What's the backstory with that?
Well, the story about Yo Me is an addition song that I incorporate in this album in collaboration with my dear friend Joey Omisil. This song, I wrote the parts 8, and he wrote number V. So it's a collaboration we did together that, and we also have in a little project called Electric Safari. This band is a Cuban safari, but the project with Joey Omisil is an electric safari. And I just did it like a little test just to see how that sounds with the rest of the music, and it did work. It was perfect.
Excellent. So let's check it out. This is Yo Me from Tree of Life. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Tree of Life in just a little bit. It was released last October. And we're here with Francisco Mela. You are joining us on the premiere of Reads and Deeds 2. We'll be back in just a little bit. We are back on Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. We just heard a tune written by Thelonious Monk that was performed by the legendary Roy Haynes. And then before that was Yo Me from Francisco Mela's most recent album, Tree of Life. Now, before we talk about this album, we chose Roy Haynes for a reason. Francisco, can you discuss Roy's influence on you as a musician?
Yes, he influenced me totally. Even when I started to study him, I not even copy him the way he plays. I even wants to dress, walk. I just want to be like Roy Haynes. He's the coolest drummer and musician and human beings in the world.
Definitely. I can definitely agree with that, for sure. Along with Roy, who else do you think is up there on the list of influences for you?
Oh, definitely, Elvin Jones. And now I'm playing with McCoy Tyner. So knowing that McCoy Tyner grew up playing with John Coltrane, Elvin, and Jimmy Garrison, so I've been studying a lot.
That has to be quite the experience playing with McCoy.
No, it's amazing.
It must be. I can imagine it must be amazing.
It's an amazing story.
Definitely. Yeah, so let's talk about your album, finally. Tree of Life came out last October, and it's very interesting. From what I heard of it, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it sounded great. So what was the process for that album, and how do you think that differs from some of your previous work?
Well, honestly, I don't see that much different. It's just a process of my developing and growing up as a writer, as a composer. I will say that it's a continuation of what I've been doing since I started to write music. I don't know if it's in a different level, a better level, or just to say a different level. But I just know that it's something that is continuing the process of my composing skills.
Gotcha. Now, this album is with your own group, correct?
Yes.
So how long have you been playing with these guys?
Well, I've been playing like quite a bit time. I mean, I don't have too many gigs right now. I guess that from this coming next year in ahead, I will be like more busy with my band. It's just that I've been just so busy with, as assignment with Joe Lovano, McCoy, and the rest of the people that I collaborate with.
Of course.
But we have actually a gig coming out in November 29 here at Scholars. This coming November 29, gonna be with the Cuban Safari here. And couple other festivals around, just to say, national concerts. Yes, I'm looking for to play a little bit more with that band. And I've been playing for like a few years already.
Mm-hmm. In Italy recently, you happened to play with Dave Liebman. So how was that? I'm just curious, you know, due to my personal connection, but I'm sure the people listening are interested as well.
It was an amazing experience, an experience that I always been looking for. I've been waiting for that moment long time. Wow, it was amazing to play with Dave Liebman. I can't say word because it was in such a special experience where I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, so that was the first time playing with him, right?
Well, that was like a professional. Mm-hmm. It was the first time. I already had played with him in his house one time, a little session with a bassist, Peter Slav.
Gotcha.
But this one in Italy was a real one because it was in collaboration with Eddie Gomez, David Kikoski, myself with Dave.
Cool. So is there anybody else then that you haven't played with that you hope to play with then very soon on that list?
Well, I just know that I did like a little live recording, and I just hope from the bottom of my heart that Dave will put that out, because to me that was an amazing moment we had, and this recording sounds pretty good.
Cool. Well, we'll have to look for that. Hopefully we can put some pressure and get that thing out. So before we close up and we listen to one more tune from your album, what is next for you besides the gigs that you just mentioned coming up at the Standard and here at Scholars? What is your future looking like for the rest of the year?
Well, future looking like buy a house. I need a new house. I need to really take care of my family. But musically, I want to be very busy. I'm still playing with Joe. We have like a lot of gigs coming up. I'm a drummer for McCoy Tyner. We have this next year. It's going to be like a lot of shows with McCoy too. And also I'm a part of Quincy Jones All-Star. So Quincy is very, very excited about to put out a new DVD that we just recording on Trio Jazz Festival. So I'm a part of that All-Star. And I want to be busy with my band too. My company is very excited to really work on recording a new album for me and put me out there playing with my musicians. So I think it's going to be pretty, pretty busy this coming future for me.
Well, that's excellent. And not a surprise, because when you open any jazz magazine or go anywhere online, your name comes up all the time. So you're definitely working a lot, and that's great.
I think that they like me because I'm always smiling. I don't know why.
Hey, that helps. That's true. It definitely helps. He is always smiling. It's a very nice smile. Well, Francisco, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me here on Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. We've definitely been trying to make this happen, so I'm glad that it occurred here on the premiere.
It's about time, and I'm very happy to do this because for me it's in a special, not only because you are interviewing me, it's just because you are the daughter for one of the greatest saxophone players in the world.
Well, it's a nice bonus. Well, we're going to close up with one more tune from your album. It's Gracias a la Vida. And what is the story with this tune?
Well, this tune is a tune that has been making people before, and from before my generation and my generation fall in love, because it's talk about be grateful and thanks to the life that we have, the opportunity that we have to be alive and to be enjoying what is around us as a human beings. And life is very important. We are just here for a minute when we born. So that's why we have to appreciate very much the fact that we are human beings with a life. And as a musician, it's like I don't know how to say, but it's maybe an honor but I just want to say that I'm pleased to be in this earth.
Perfect. Well, let's check it out. This is Gracias a la Vida from Tree of Life. Again, Francisco, thank you for coming here on the show on
You're
Reads
welcome.
And Deeds 2. And we'll be back with more in just a little bit. Enjoy.